listener production.
Fears staff shortages could endanger our vulnerable children, growing Tasmania's Parliament and all of your Commonwealth Games action. A sunny day for Hobart. We're heading to a top of 13 degrees. I'm Rachel Burke and this is your Hobart Local News. There are fears for our kids' safety due to chronic understaffing in the state's Child Safety Service. According to the Public Sector Union, the CPSU's Thurza White says there are 50 unfilled vacancies across the state, a quarter of the workforce.
We're looking at absences that are 37% in the south, rising to 70% in the northwest. These are probably the worst figures that we have ever seen in child safety.
Industrial action is on the table with members to take part in a ballot this week. Community Services Minister Nick Street says they're looking into the shortages.
Any time that you hear about staff shortages in that area, it's distressing and disappointing. What I know is that the department are looking at their workforce planning.
The state's peak business body says redrawing Tasmania's electoral boundaries for state government would create better representation. The Chamber of Commerce and Industry's Michael Bailey supports the move of Parliament to 35 members, but says Tasmania electorates are currently too large.
If you look at the representation, and the representation particularly in Lyons, where you have the member there covering from Port Arthur through to Railton, and the differences across that broad part of Tasmania, I think it's money well spent.
The call has been criticised by the Greens and Independents as a cynical move designed to curb their influence. Homelessness Week may be officially over, but the state's social housing sector wants to see more action to fix the unaffordable market. Housing Choices Tasmania's Kim Bomford says the state's housing crisis has deepened over the last few years, meaning more people are at risk of homelessness for the first time ever.
What we're seeing now is that more and more people that you would traditionally not expect to be experiencing potential homelessness or the significant rental stress that some people are in are actually falling out of the private rental market and the ability to access home ownership.
Local events could be in for a major money boost if they can attract droves of interstate tourists. The state government reopening its event marketing grants program. The Kunanyu Mountain Run picked up funding in the last round, and Catherine Grau from the Running Festival says it was a huge boost.
Without it, we wouldn't have been able to, I guess, really sell our story plant the seed for runners around the country to see this epic event.
Applications on the Events Tasmania website will be open for the next month. Tassie cyclist Georgie Baker has picked up a third gold medal at the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, finishing first in the road race. Over in the men's, local Sam Fox took 48th. And in the hockey, Eddie Ockenden and Josh Beltz are flying through their competition. The Kookaburras survived a tight 3-2 match against England. So far, no team is yet to take them down as they face India in the gold medal match tomorrow. And the Northern Hawks have taken out the 2022 Netball Tasmania Grand Final, going up against Cripps Waratah for the first time in the decider. It was a close clash up until halftime, but the Hawks made their getaway in the third quarter. The final score, 68-36, with the Hawks soaring sky high for another successful season.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.